was that he knew more than any innocent person should have known.
I suspected Irene the moment I heard the fireman's testimony.
The apparently unimportant fact.
I suspected the postman after he testified.
Listen to radio's newest, most interesting and thrilling program, Suspicion. Suspicion. Somewhere in the drama about to be presented is a seemingly unimportant fact, a hidden clue that first casts suspicion on the ultimate culprit. Listen regularly to this thrilling series. Test your powers of observation and deduction and find the hidden clue. It may be a single line, a sound, perhaps a complete scene. All names and characters depicted in this story are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. In the story we presented last time in this series, Money, do you remember these scenes? On the trail of a counterfeiting gang operating near Paris, Leon Gascon, accompanied by Antoine, arrive at the Moulin Blanc Café. Before they enter...
But the longer we chase from one place to another, Leon, the more time these counterfeiters have to escape.
Perhaps. But have we told anyone we're after counterfeiters, my friend?
No, we're merely trying to solve a robbery.
But a few moments later, when Leon Gascon spoke to the manager of the cafe, Paul Benet...
Paul, I'd like you to look at this 50-franc note.
Counterfeit.
The hidden clue, ladies and gentlemen. Of all the people questioned in regard to the banknote, only Paul Benet instantly knew it was counterfeit. Now we present Unlucky at Love. Shortly after 11 o'clock one April night, in a cheap hotel room in a large city on the South Atlantic seaboard.
Hello? Yeah. How's everything okay, Dope? She's wearing it, huh? Swell, Madge. Now listen, it's 10 minutes past 11. In 15 minutes, you slip it in his pocket and send him to the kitchen. His name's Liverpool, huh? Okay. I'll handle the rest. Oh, take it easy, Madge. I ain't called Lucky for nothing. So long.
You all better put some more sliced ham on Master Tom's plate, Annie. He's powerful big ear.
He sure am, Liverpool. He sure enough ain't. Now, if you just hand me that there thing there on the table.
What does you all want?
I'll do the talking. Me and this gas.
Yes, sir.
Is your name Liverpool?
Yes, sir, boss.
Turn around.
Yes, sir, but couldn't I just...
Turn around, Lee. Boss.
Yes, sir.
Raise your hands above your head and keep them there.
Yes, sir.
Hold still now. There. Thanks for bringing it up to me, Liverpool.
Yes, sir, boss. But I didn't know there was nothing in my pocket.
Keep your mouth shut for 5 minutes or you'll never know nothing about anything. Oh, that goes for you, too, Snow White. Remember, 5 minutes. If either of you let out a holler before that, I'll give you the works. Well, that was the softest job we've pulled in a long time, Madge.
Yeah?
Listen to this. Chief of Police Lansfield states that an arrest will be made within the next 24 hours. There hasn't been a flatfoot around this dump for the last 2 days.
We better pull out, Lucky.
What's the matter? You getting nervous?
No, but maybe the cops in this town are smarter than you think.
Now, listen, honey. If they knew we was in town, they'd have arrested us less than an hour after you took old Lady Marston's brooch.
Well, they might find out we're in town, Lucky.
Oh, not a chance. We've got a reputation, kid. We always stay at the best hotels. Not walk-ups like this.
Just the same, I think it's time we got out.
Well, okay. Pack the bags. I'll go down and pay the bill and bring the car around. Well, maybe you're right, honey. I guess we have better blow. Y'all set, kid?
Yes.
I hope you've enjoyed a pleasant stay in our city, sir. You're by this way again. Drop in and see us.
Yes, we will. Good day.
Just a moment, mister. I want to see you.
Well, certainly. What about?
I'm from the police department. You're Lucky Clark, aren't you?
Lucky Clark? Why, I never heard of him.
Forget it, wise guy. You're going to headquarters. Move over, sister.
Help! Police, help! Help!
Hang on to your hat, Madge. This town's hot.
Help!
Well, it feels pretty good to be in little old New York again, huh, kid?
Lucky, let's quit.
Huh?
We have enough money salted away. We can live like royalty for the rest of our days.
Say, you're turning soft. I want all the money I can get.
Well, I've had enough of this slinking from one place to another. Afraid to go where we want. Always having to leave on a second's notice. No real friends, no home, nothing
Ben,
but a...
you think we can change that by going straight?
Well, maybe not at first,
but... Don't kid yourself, Madge. We're wanting almost every state in the Union. And if we try to leave the country... Well, they need passports for that, honey. And faking them would only set the cops on our trail. Now, you can pull out if you want to. Who's there? Open the door, I'll come.
Howdy, Madge.
Hello.
Hello, Lucky.
What do you want, Fisher?
Oh, just thought I'd drop around, be friendly-like.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hear you people pulled a swell job down south.
So what?
I also hear you've been looking over the Hopefield home out at Long Island.
So what?
Don't be greedy.
Well, we're just ambitious, Fisher.
Maybe so, but if you're smart, you'll forget the Hopefield job. I don't like competition, see?
Then we don't like you. On your way, Fisher. On your way. Open the door for him, Madge.
Uh-huh. Yeah, get tough if you want to, Lucky. But remember, luck runs in streaks. Maybe yours is petering out.
Ah, we can take care of ourselves, Fisher. So long.
Let's quit, Lucky. The cops will forget about us after a while.
Okay, honey. We'll quit. After the Hopefield job.
Oh, but...
Ah, don't worry about Fisher. He's just a bag of wind. Now, pin your ears back and listen to this. We'll work it this way. Fisher and his gang won't start working till midnight. But we'll start at 10 o'clock and get the best jewelry in the house.
We can have one.
Burglar alarm, we'll open the window and scram. There. That'll do it. Now to open the window and... Come on, kid. The game's up. Quick, toss the bag out the window.
Huh?
I'll lower you to the ground.
Make it snappy, man. They're likely to start a search any minute.
Where have you been, Lucky?
Ah, there's nothing to worry about, kid.
I thought that Fisher might have been.
No, he's hiding out. He's afraid somebody saw him near Hope Fields when he was looking the place over. He can't squeal because he knows I know too much about him. Well, here's the money for the stuff we got last night. $15,000.
What good does it do us?
What do you mean, Madge?
Lucky, did you mean what you said just after Fisher was here the other day?
Huh?
You said we were going to quit.
Anytime you say, Madge.
On the level?
Sure. You don't think I go back on my word, do you?
No, but...
Oh, kid, we're through. And that's on the up and up.
Oh, gee, Lucky, that's swell. Now we can settle down someplace.
And be Mr. and Mrs. Honest Guy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, anything you say, honey. Now, look, will you be a good kid and run downstairs and get me some cigars? You know the brand.
Okay, Lucky. How many?
Oh, half a dozen, I guess.
Right.
Get me walnut 16512. Hello, Chet. This is Lucky. Sure, it was a breeze. Look, what'd you find out? They're going up to Niagara for a house party, huh? Yeah. Has she taken it out of the bank? Leaving the day after tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, you got the dope from one of Fisher's crowd, huh? Yeah, he's no worry. Sure, you get 20% of our take. Yeah, thanks a lot, Chet. Look, if you hear anything else, let me know. Yeah, I'll give you a jingle just before we leave.
Gee, but you're swell to me, Lucky.
Ah, forget it, kid. Didn't you stick by me when times were tough? Well, where are we going now?
The Normandy shop.
More clothes, huh?
Uh-huh. You want me to look my nicest, don't you?
Yeah, you bet I do, Madge. Say, how about starting things out right? Going to Niagara Falls just like other folks do, huh? You know, sort of a second honeymoon. Sell the car and start all over again.
Oh, swell.
Okay, good. All right, you buy the clothes, and I'll take care of the rest.
Steel coat, that white evening dress, and a dozen pairs of silk socks.
I want to reserve the bridal suite at the best hotel. The name, Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence Carson. We'll be there the day after tomorrow.
Send a collect to Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence Carson at the Croft Hotel, please.
One round trip and one one-way ticket to Niagara.
Niagara Falls. Isn't it the most beautiful thing you've ever seen, Lucky?
Yeah, it's pretty much okay.
Now I know why most honeymooners come here.
Happy kid?
Oh, you know I am, Lucky.
Well, let's say we start back for the hotel. It's getting dark.
Okay, Lucky.
Look, let's not take the regular path back. Let's walk along the banks for a while.
All right.
Madge, you were right, kid.
What do you mean?
Oh, about the way we were living, having to watch out wherever we went. Always afraid some flat-footed would catch up with us.
Oh, gee, I'm glad you feel that way about it, Lucky.
Yeah, same here. Well, let's say we head back. Where's that path along the riverbank?
This way. Come on.
When they come back, Blair, you hide in the closet. Lucky packs a gun and then... I guess that's them. I told the clerk to tip us off.
Hello? Yeah, this is Wells. What's that? Any witnesses?
I see.
Someone's coming down the hall. Please.
I'll call you back. Blair, hide in the closet and don't come out till I give the word.
Right.
Come in, Lucky.
Who are you?
Wells is my name.
The copper, huh?
That's right, Lucky. Come in and close the door. I'd like to talk to you.
Well?
You're under arrest.
No kidding.
It's not for robbery, Lucky. You're under arrest for murder.
Ah, can't you cops ever leave a guy alone? You know what happened to Madge. There was two witnesses. They almost fell into the falls with her.
Save it for the judge.
Ah, you can't pin a thing like
you
that.
You came up here to pull a job. But Madge thought you'd quit the racket and gone straight. You wanted her to think that. Fisher and Chet spilled the story. Not so lucky after all. They gave... Drop that gun before... Too bad, Lucky. You weren't lucky enough to call my bluff. We couldn't have proven a thing against you.
A few moments later, while Chief Detective Wells and Officer Blair were discussing the case...
It's just as well he shot himself, Blair. From the information the New York City police sent... He now intended to kill her all along.
He was afraid she'd squeal, huh?
Perhaps. But I think it was more likely he was tired of her and the way she kept after him to go straight.
Yeah.
But if he'd kept his head and put up a good story, well, he probably would have gone free. At least on the murder rap. There was no proof. The witnesses swore she slipped and fell into the river. But I know it was murder because...
Ladies and gentlemen, did you discover the hidden clue that showed Chief Wells that Madge Clark had been murdered? Write into this station and tell us the hidden clue you found. And to check your powers of observation and deduction, listen for the correct hidden clue in this story the next time we present Suspicion.